Busy.
Muévate.
Gusta.
Move your body.
Physical Activity Week is being celebrated from Sunday, April 3, to Saturday, April 9. World Physical Activity Day was observed Wednesday, April 6, while Tuesday, May 10 will be celebrated as Move for Your Health Day. And Thursday, April 7 is World Health Day under the theme Beat Diabetes. In recent times, much emphasis has been placed on exercise and other forms of physical activity because of their positive correlation to healthy living and a longer life. But what exactly is physical activity? And how do you tell if what you're doing is actually exercise?
In physical activity, you have different levels. We talk about low level, the moderate, vigorous. It doesn't necessarily have to be the structured exercise, but that is included. So, you know, you go to the gym and you might have a set routine there and you use certain equipment. When you play your netball, your different sports, that's a part of physical activity. But most importantly, the walking that we do, the jogging, the running, is still a part of activity.
Director of Health Promotion and Education in the Ministry of Health, Takis Foger. So physical activity can take various forms and the benefits are far-reaching, from preventing or controlling a medical condition to just feeling good about yourself. It pays to move. How often do you exercise or participate in any other form of physical activity?
At least 4 days a week for an hour and a half.
Every day for at least 5 to 10 minutes.
I exercise like 4 times a week, along with 2 other days in a week, plus a weekend.
Well, I exercise every morning for roughly 15 to 20 minutes.
When I do find the time, exercise Mondays to Fridays, and I go jogging.
Usually I aim for 2 times a week. 3 times a week would be ideal, but there's not enough time for that.
Since I've gotten so tied down, I have not worked out for a while. Once in a blue moon.
It's not always consistent. Twice per week.
I try to exercise at least 3 times for the week, which includes my Saturday mornings when I do jogging.
I exercise 4 times a week, even if it's just a walk from the Kingston to Hertfordshire.
I exercise once a week.
The World Health Organization reports that over 422 million persons around the world are living with diabetes, a disease closely related to inactivity. This results in the death of over 1.5 million persons annually.
Behavioral risk factors associated with these diseases are physical inactivity, unhealthy eating, harmful use of alcohol, and smoking.
Living a more active lifestyle can put you at a lower risk for these diseases. Even with the busiest of schedules, there is always time to move. The Ministry of Health has implemented several initiatives to generate public awareness to the benefits of physical activity in the prevention of non-communicable diseases. Last year, the Ministry launched the Physical Activity Guide and Toolkit for the Workplace, encouraging employees and other persons to practice and promote physical activity. This year, the Ministry has ramped up its focus on activities in the workplace.
One of the things that we have a thrust for is promoting physical activity in the workplace. For many of us, that's where we spend most of our time. And so it's important that in that environment, we seek to facilitate activity taking place through different strategies.
Director of the Ministry's Health Promotion and Education Unit, Takis Foger. Some of these activities include taking the stairs instead of the elevator, or getting up from your desk for a stretch or a quick 3-minute walk. Some colleagues even form fitness clubs and participate in aerobics early mornings or in the evenings after work. These activities not only help you to feel better, they also improve productivity. In a public health report from the U.S. National Library of Medicine, research indicates that there was an almost 60% increase in work performance in employees involved in scheduled physical activities. Recent studies conducted by the Ministry of Health show a similar correlation.
Statistics have shown that up to 50% of productivity can be increased if we get our employees or staff to be more physically active.
With this in mind, the Ministry of Health has led the charge, facilitating aerobic sessions for its employees across the island. On Friday, April 8, starting at 4 p.m., the Ministry of Health will host another public session across from its executive office in New Kingston. Other agencies, such as the regional health authorities, will host similar workout days for the months of April and May. Call the Ministry's Health Promotion and Education Unit at 633-7771 or 633-8172 to get more information on activities near you.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.